Welcome to A Better Lifestyle. I am your host, Richard, and I will be with you throughout this journey. This show is here to empower individuals to do more in life professionally. You will find a variety of topics that will help you to be more productive and more successful. So join me and the professionals from different industries as we bring education and knowledge for more success. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year to you, Josh.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Welcome to A Better Lifestyle. Welcome to my podcast. This is the first show of 2022, so I'm very glad to have you. Tell everybody who you are, a little bit about yourself and your journey, how from the beginning until where you are today. So tell everybody who you are.
Absolutely. So first, it's an honor to be able to share with everybody. This is fantastic. Welcome to 2022. And I'm the identity archaeologist. And everyone always asks me, like, what does that mean, Josh? Well, it means I have no competition, which you got to admit, in business, that's kind of a cool place to be. So what I do is I'm on a mission basically to help bring humanity back to business. I'm helping solopreneurs, talented professionals, really raise their ROC, the return on conversation, and move the conversation forward from first impression to second to third to client. And that's what I love doing. And I do it through personal branding. But my background, I grew up as a soldier. I was the good soldier, right? I was, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I did everything I was told to do and climbed the ladder in corporate America here and multi six figure stock options. I was a very introverted, shy engineer and manager. But one day, everything I thought was right wasn't so right. I wasn't as happy as I wanted to be. I wasn't as wealthy as I needed to be. And I wasn't free, Richard. That's the big thing. You know, freedom is my new favorite F word. Back then, I had a different F word I like to say a lot. And I'll let you guess what that one was. But I just didn't have control. And I said, wait a minute. This cannot be the next 30 years of my life. There's got to be something different. So I escaped. I got out and I became an entrepreneur. And if anyone's done that switch from employee to entrepreneur, they know it's a very interesting journey. The mindset shift, the way you have to look at things, the expectations out of life totally change. So I got into finance industry. I got into the gym industry. I was a competitive bodybuilder for years. And then one day I said, wait a minute, time out, Josh. What's your genius? What do you do better than anyone else? What's your expertise, all the skills, all the blood, sweat, and tears you put into building your skills? And then what's your passion? Where do you want to play? And I put all that together, and that's where identity archaeologist came from. So now I get to help people develop, go from shy to shine in business, right? Develop their personal brand so they can sit on top of the roof and shout their message to the world and do it without feeling shy, do it without any shame, and actually become more profitable in the process. So that's a really, really, really quick about me.
Okay. So you say you help people like for branding?
Yeah. So people that go out there and I call it, they get lost in the sea of sameness. So they, you know, if you heard a financial advisor, if you ever go networking, every financial advisor says the same thing. They all, and every realtor kind of says the same thing. And we kind of get lost because we're trying to be so professional. I help people get rid of the professional and be a human being in business. Just tell the truth, be themselves. And that's far more attractive and more profitable than this professional ego facade, all this, you know, trying to say the perfect thing at the perfect time on every little script you do and every meeting you have. So that's what I do. I help people just be themselves.
And how's business right now?
Oh, it's off the hook. It's fantastic. Especially with COVID, you know, with Zoom, when you go into Zoom, your message and how you present is even more important than just being in person. Because in person, you're kind of mingling, you know, everyone's kind of dressed up and you got cologne on and there's all kinds of other distractions. But when you're on Zoom, if you don't have a good message, if your brand doesn't come shining through the camera, you're not going to make a lot of connections. It's going to be tough to do. So Zoom era is fantastic. People love this personal brand idea.
And how long have you been doing this?
Professional, my entire life. So the stuff I do in personal branding, which is asking questions, digging up someone's treasure, you know, polishing off and refining it so it shines so bright, people come from thousands of miles to see it. That kind of stuff, my entire life. Professionally, for about 3 years. For my entire life, I ignored my genius. I just said, oh, yeah, that's cute, Josh. You could do that really well, but there's no money in that. You don't need to monetize it. Just keep it like a hobby. And that's when I just made the shift. I said, wait, why don't I bring this genius to the world and get paid for it? And that's what started everything.
Okay, so you went from corporate to that after.
Yeah, exactly.
And COVID didn't affect too much?
It only made it better. It only made it better because people started realizing that, well, two things. One, they had to get a better message, right? They had to be more authentic in their message. But two, they started realizing that at the end of the day, even if you're a W-2 employee, even if you're an employee for a company, you still have to take care of yourself. You're still kind of an independent contractor because just like that, you could be let go. So you better start building something on the side. You better start finding your genius, your value, and bringing it to the world and making money at it as well. So COVID has been a wake-up call for a lot of people, and that's been great for my business.
Since this is the first show of 2022, I wanted to touch different topics because everybody's gonna have like whatever we hear about New Year. It's a new mindset, new beginning, fresh start. So I wanted to touch because people are gonna have goals. So I wanted to touch goals, dreams, purpose, and destiny. Do you think all dreams are possible?
Yes. I think nothing is all goals are possible. The only thing that's impossible are timelines, if that makes sense. So anything is possible given enough time. So if I want to go to the moon right now, or if I want to go to the moon, I can go to the moon. I can find a way no matter what. I can become an astronaut. I can get on the next space program. I can find my way to the moon. Can I do it tomorrow? No. So I don't believe anything's possible, just timelines. As long as you're willing to devote enough time, energy, and money and effort, then yes, absolutely.
What do you say? What about people who have broken dreams? What do you tell to these people?
Depends what broke their dreams. But in general, if it's a dream that they still have, it's not broken. They think it's broken. That's the story they're telling themselves. But if you still have that dream, if that's still in your mind and in your heart, it's not broken. It just hasn't been achieved yet. So you hit a failure. You hit a stumbling block. You stubbed your toe. Okay. But does that mean the dream is dead? I hope not. So I think sometimes when we say we have broken dreams, I think a lot of times that's just a story we tell ourselves because we hit a roadblock of some sort or a stumbling block and we stopped moving. We gave up on it. So the dream is still there. So I say, just pick it up again. You still got the dream. Let's go.
What I mean about broken dreams, I mean, like some people when they were young, they wanted to be, let's say, a hockey player or, you know, a basketball player. And then things doesn't work out.
Things haven't worked out yet. So that dream of being a hockey player was put on the shelf. So they just put that on the shelf because their parents told them, oh, honey, you're not going to be a hockey player. Go become an engineer. Go become a lawyer. Go become a doctor. So they took this dream of being a hockey player and they shelved it. All they got to do is take it off the shelf. It's still there. It's not broken. Just take it off the shelf like a football. Run with it.
But I mean, let's say like the time, you know, there's a time for hockey, for baseball, whatever, basketball, there's a time frame, you know, after a certain age, like, what do you do? Like, I know people like who wanted to be like basketball players and all that and from high school. And, you know, they're doing regular jobs now, you know, so what do they do? Like, if they have more dreams, you know, so that's why I was asking that question.
Yeah, that's actually a good question. So I'll go back to there's no age limit on dreams. And here's what I mean by that. If you're too old to play basketball, you can still be involved in basketball. You could be a recruiter. You could be a coach. You could be a personal trainer. You can get into the office. You can start a league. You can, there's so many ways you can still play in your dream, especially in that area. So, okay, too old to be a player, that's fine. Find another way to get involved because obviously you love basketball. So if you love basketball, get involved with basketball. Yes, it's a modification. It's not, yeah, you're not going to be doing layups with Michael Jordan or anything like that. But you can still get involved. You can still do things that make you happy, which is basketball related. So maybe it needs to be modified, but there's still a way to do that. Because yeah, what you don't want to do is sit in your cubicle and getting pissed off that you're not enjoying basketball because you're sold out to a job that's just not treating you well.
Yeah, I had heard that before, like a long time ago, like to readjust your dream. So sometimes, but you know, sometimes when you go through certain stuff, sometimes you go through them alone and you don't hear these things or at the moment. So depending how your journey goes and who's around you, you know, the timing. So a lot of it all depends. I guess it's fate sometimes, you know, to hear the right thing at the right time for you to continue. Because yeah. I know in my circle, I know a lot of like broken dreams and, you know, but that's a good advice though, to like still find a place. It might not be exactly to be a basketball player, but in that field, it could be anything else. Like, but I like that, what you said there.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you overcome failure?
Oh, how do you overcome failure?
Yeah, because, you know, people, sometimes they may, let's say in business, they may try things, it doesn't work. Or, you know, everything like they do, it doesn't seem like to flourish or to explode like the way it's supposed to be. So how do you deal, like every time you try something, it doesn't work, you know?
Yeah. Well, first of all, let me share this. There's a big misconception out there that success is on one end of the spectrum, failure is on the other, and you're somewhere in the middle and you got to like run towards success and avoid failure. But in reality, you're over here and it's failure, 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 and then success happens. The only way to get to success is through failure. So how do you go through failure? How do you not quit? You got to see the finish line. That's my secret. When I do obstacle course races. So I was in Mexico City at 10,000 feet at 3,200 meters and running obstacles through the mountains of Mexico City. And people are like, how did you do that? How did you not give up and quit? Because there's no oxygen up there. I'm at sea level now. So I was like grasping for oxygen, you know, molecules. And I said, simple. As soon as I showed up to the race, the first thing I did is I went to the finish line. I visualized it. I saw it. I said, okay, Josh, as long as you keep going, there's the finish line, right? And that's success for me. If I can cross the finish line, that's my success. So in life, the reason why we give up when we hit an obstacle is because we can't see the finish line. We're getting so like beat up by life and tackled and bloodied and muddied. I'll use the sports example. You know, we're all beaten up and we give up an inch short before the goal because we can't even see the goal. We don't even know the goal is right there. So that's the key. You want to get through failure? See the finish line, see that end goal, that end result that makes it all worth it. If you can see that, feel it, taste it, touch it, smell it, like fully experience it, then very simple. You start the race and you never quit until you finish. You pick yourself up. Doesn't matter. Get that mental toughness. This is that entrepreneurial mindset that I was talking about.
What do you, success, why do you think people succeed and why do you think people fail? And what does it take?
So people succeed. Again, that goes back to when you, so I do a lot of teaching on goal crushing, the mental side of achieving a goal. And what I find is the people that succeed have to succeed. So here's what I mean by that. Most people you're not going to do what you want to do. You're not going to do what you should do. You're only going to do what you have to do. So when I see people succeed, it's because they had to succeed. There's no other choice. The people that fail, it was a want. Oh, I would like to be rich. I would like to have a nice car. Boy, wouldn't that be nice? They're failed. They're done. They're going to fail. Now, the ones that say, I have to do this. I have to retire my mom. I have to get this better position. I have to do this for my daughter because I cannot look my daughter in the eye if I'm not able to support her in, you know, dance lessons or education or whatever the case is. Those are the people that succeed. So if you want to succeed at something, the wrong question is why do I want it? That's the wrong question. The right question is why must I have it? Why? In other words, who's going to die? What's the consequence of not getting it? If that consequence is high enough, if someone's going to get hurt, it's amazing what people can accomplish. That's the secret right there.
What do you have? What advice you have for young people concerning life and success?
Concerning life, learn the difference between competence and familiarity. In other words, not everything your parents tell you is true. Just because they love you and they're trying to help you, when you want to accomplish something, go find someone who knows what they're talking about. Go find, if you want to get good at basketball, I'm sure dad is a big basketball fan, but if he hasn't played basketball, if he hasn't been in that world, maybe don't take his advice on basketball. Maybe take his advice on fixing the car or hamburgers or whatever he does really well. But go find a mentor. Go find somebody who's walked that path. Take him out to lunch, buy them a coffee, and ask them questions and get as much mentorship as you possibly can. This is the only way. And if you can't get a physical person, buy their book, read their story, learn from people through talking with them or through books, nonfiction books. But that's my best advice I can give to a young person.
And what about someone who's, let's say, early 40s, early 50s, time is passing. Let's say they had dreams in the past. Do you think it's still possible for them to still have a dream or something to do, like in life, something meaningful to do?
Absolutely. So my advice to people in their 40s, like people like us, or I don't know how old you are, but I'm 46 or something like that. I don't count how many times I've been around the sun. I don't really pay attention to that. Yeah. So people in your 40s and 50s, number one, you've been lied to pretty much about everything. And you're kind of figuring that out right about now. You're kind of realizing that. So great. So guess what? Your first life is over. From birth till about 40 or 50 years old, that's your first life. It's over. It's dead. It's done. Finish it off. Put a stake in it. You're gone, right? Now, start your second life. Start your second life. but not starting from scratch. Now you're starting with all your wisdom, all your experience. Now, these next 50 years, you get to decide what to do. Your first 40 or 50, you didn't decide. That was your society, your parents, your schooling, your teachers, everyone giving you a bunch of bull crap, telling you what you should do, what job you should get, how you should act, what you should think like. Now you decide. Time to get reborn. Time to figure out what your life is going to mean, what your legacy is going to be, and go after it. That's the advice for people my age.
And at this stage of your life right now, what have you learned about life and success that you could share?
So many things, man. So many. One that pops in my head right now is that life is hard. Life is hard. Don't expect it to be easy. Never, never expect it to be easy. In fact, the comfort zone, which is where I was for many years, is temporary. The comfort zone is always temporary. Don't ever get comfortable. So life is going to be hard. Our responsibility is to become the person who can handle, like I think Bruce Lee said this, don't expect an easy life, or don't pray for an easy life. Pray for the strength to endure a difficult one. Become a person worthy of success, which means you've got to develop yourself. So no matter what obstacle comes your way, you got it, right? So don't expect easy. That's the worst thing. That's what I see a lot of folks. They stumble because they're like, man, why is life so hard? It's supposed to be easier. Isn't it supposed to get better? Like, no, you're supposed to get better, not life. Life will only get harder. You're supposed to get better. That's your responsibility. So I'll give you that one. That's a good piece of advice.
And another thing, what do you say to people who they know they're not at the right place professionally? They know deep down inside, they know. They go to work, they know. What do you say to those people? And let's say they know they have something that they would like to do, but they're afraid to take that step. What do you tell to these people?
Yeah, I would tell them, be more afraid of not taking the step, because either path is difficult, right? Success is hard, failure is hard. Branching off into something new and following that dream that they have is hard. But so is staying in the cubicle. So is staying in their job that they don't like and that's not really treating them well. Either way, it's hard. So I would tell them that, you know, failure, that if they're going to pay the price anyways, right? If they're going to work hard at failing or work hard at succeeding, you might as well go for the success. You might as well step out and go for it, because only on the success path is there a reward. The other way, you're just going to work really hard and you're still going to fail. And I think people know that deep down, right? When people start getting the idea, like, I should be doing something different. This isn't me. I'm not supposed to be in this cubicle writing up these memos and all that stuff people do just to keep busy. So it's almost like there's responsibility. I want people to think of responsibility. You know what? I think if you don't take your genius and share it with the world, you're a criminal. I think that's criminal. That's a crime against humanity. You realize that? There's so many people that are really good at some very specific thing and they don't share it. That's a crime. There's so many people that I can imagine, like, you know, Stephen King, for example, wrote all these great books. He almost didn't become a writer. I don't know if you know his whole story.
No,
but he almost gave up. Yeah, he wrote, he sent his first manuscript to 30 publishers. They all rejected him. He took the manuscript, he threw it in the trash. He's like, I'm done. His wife pulled the manuscript out of the trash, sent it to 3 more publishers, and one of them picked it up. And that was Carrie. That was his first book. Can you imagine if he just said, you know what? This writing thing ain't for me. I'm going to go work at In-N-Out Burger. I'm going to go work at McDonald's because, you know, I'm not a good writer. Can you imagine the impact we would have missed? Like, I read him growing up. There's so many people he influenced through his stories and movies that we would have been robbed. He would have robbed me of inspiration. He would have robbed me of my opportunity to use his inspiration to go do something great. And when you rob someone, that's a crime.
What are you, now 2022 is here. A lot of people are going to have goals, stuff that they want to do. But sometimes after 2-3 months, you know, it's just down the drain. What do you say, what advice would you have for people like to stay on track and not to fall down?
Yeah, by the way, statistically, 75% of people give up by January 31st on their New Year's resolutions. And then 92% give up by the end of the year. Only 8% of people by the end of that year, they set the goal, doesn't mean they succeeded. It just means they haven't given up yet. 8%, 92% give up. So there's three things you got to know when you set a goal. You got to know what that finish line looks like. You got to have clarity there. You got to know what you want. Most people, they don't set the goal properly. So you got to be very specific, like exactly what exactly do you want? Not, I want to be rich. I want to be rich is not a goal. What is rich? 10 bucks? Some countries, 10 bucks is rich. Some countries, it takes 100 million. So be very specific on your goal. That's one. Number two, why must you have it? If I ask you and say, hey, in 6 months, if you don't make this goal, if it doesn't work, if it doesn't happen, is life going to go on? Are you just going to be like, are you going to be okay? Is life going to keep moving forward? And if the answer is yes, go back to number one, change your goal, make it a more important goal. Because if life goes on, if you don't reach this goal, you're not going to reach the goal. So why must you have it? You got to be able to answer that and say, no, if I don't get this goal, I'm done. Like I'm out of my house. Somebody dies. I won't be able to look my kids in the face anymore. It's got to be something at that level. And then three, how are you going to get it? You've got to have a plan because you know where you are today. Now you can see the finish line, right? You know where your goal is. Now it's just a matter of how. And that's the easiest thing to figure out, right? You're in Montreal, right? You said?
Yeah, Montreal.
I'm in Florida. I know if I go generally north, I'm going to meet you, right? If my goal is to meet you, if I just keep heading north, I'm going to meet you. Like I have to see, but I could take a car. I can walk. I can do cartwheels, somersaults. I could take an airplane. How's the easy part. As long as I know I'm in Florida and you're in Montreal, I know for sure that I can, as long as I start and don't give up, I will eventually reach you. So how's the easy part. That you is where you get mentors and you read books. Because whatever it is you want to accomplish, I promise it's been done before or something really similar to it. So you don't have to reinvent the wheel, but you got to have clarity on where you're going. You got to really have to get there. You got to be able to answer that question. Why must I have it? And then how are you going to get there is the next step, is the plan. You got all that? You're good to go.
Final words on everything we talked about, life and success.
Yeah. Oh, so much.
What would you say, like in general, for people who are thinking, because it's always, you know, the time of the year, the end of the year, people are thinking and, you know, they're reflecting. What would you say in regards to everything we talked about the 2022 is year. So what would you say in general?
You know, if I had to give one piece of advice, a mentor of mine told me that smart people don't win. And he's right. Because what happens is when you're too smart, you do a lot of thinking and reflecting and analyzing and trying to make things easier. And then you get people that aren't so smart, let's say, they just go and they do it and they screw up and they do it again and they screw up and they do it again. Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. So my advice is start dirty. Whatever that goal is, how can you take a small step every single day? How can you move it a millimeter forward? What is one small action you can take today? Whoever's listening to this, what small action can you take today towards your goal? I don't care what it is. Let's say your goal, what's a popular goal for New Year's? Like weight loss, right? I want to lose 30 pounds. Okay, great. What can you do today to lose the weight? Like right now, even before we get off this call, if you said, I want to lose weight, Josh, I'm gonna challenge you. What's one small thing you can do? You can go onto Google and get a diet plan. You can drop to the floor and do 5 push-ups. Go for a walk, hire a personal trainer, get a gym membership. You could do all these things like right now. That's the key. Start dirty. And I'm going to give you the math of it. If you get 1% better every day for a year, you'll be 37 times further along than you were at the beginning of the year. That's not my opinion. That's just math. 1% better a day. You'll be 37x better after 1 year. So just do it. Don't stop thinking about it. Just start. And by the way, starting dirty doesn't mean you have to stay dirty. You can get better over time, but you got to start.
Thanks. What are your future plans for the future? So now you're doing what you're doing now at the moment, but do you have anything in the future that you're planning to do?
Oh, absolutely. But I don't know exactly what those things are because I know my finish line. Let me share my finish line. My vision is a world of personal free trade. That means you do what you do best. I do what I do best. We create so much surplus because we're doing our genius that we have to share with the entire world. And when we share surplus, what happens? Scarcity goes away. And with scarcity, when that goes away, so goes homelessness, hunger, racism, hate, unnatural stress, all that crap goes away. That's all scarcity driven. So my vision is to help every single person get paid for being themselves. So everything I do is towards that goal. Now, I know what I'm doing today with personal branding and with micro branding and some other things I'm working on. What's going to be next year or the year after? I don't know, but I know it's going to be in alignment with my vision because I know where my finish line is. So who knows what's going to come along? And by the way, here's the cool thing about having a vision. When you know what the end goal looks like, when opportunities come your way, it's very simple to say, is this in alignment with my vision or is it not? So if something comes into my purview and it's in alignment with my vision, I'm doing it. If it's not, I put it to the side. So I can't even tell you what's going to come my way or opportunities. All I know is I'm going to hit that vision. That's my goal.
Great. Thanks for sharing all these information. My pleasure. Pardon?
My pleasure. Absolutely.
Where can people learn more about you on social media, online? I'll have probably some information at the end of this recording on the video. Where can people find you?
Yeah, easiest place is my website, which is joshzeppis.com. And then on social media, I'm the only person with this name. So if you just look at Josh Zeppis, or you find the Identity Archaeologist, either way, it'll be me for sure, because no one else has either of those names. And so reach out, say hi. If you want to do a quick call and have a conversation, absolutely happy to do that. If you want to work on a quick business asset, like how to answer the question, what do you do when you go networking? I'm happy to offer that as well. So just let me know how I can support you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you next time.